Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And it is a Saturday morning, and there's always so much going on, but there really is a lot going on this Saturday morning. Weather's not good, but should clear up later in the day. But, you know, it's where do you start? But I'm going to tell you where I'm going to start the show today, because I lost another one of my best friends this week. So today's show is dedicated to my little doggy, Bear, who left us on Thursday night, 14 years old, cute little guy. They're all dogs are cute, but he's a cute little guy. And there's a lot of people that made a lot of nice comments, which is a switch for Twitter and social media. I mean, the comments were really nice from a lot of people with their condolences and obviously their love for dogs, because everybody loves their little doggies. And I can't thank the people enough for all their comments, whether it was on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Thank you. And it's nice to see people who really care. But so I miss my little guy. I've lost two of my best friends in the last year, Jack in last August, and then Bear on Thursday night. So I'm dedicating this show to Bear, who was a guy that was always watching TV with me. He was a good guy, but we'll get into it. And again, thanks for all your nice comments of condolences for the loss of my little doggy Bear. All right, let's get to so many things going on. The Eagles are almost always at the top of the list, almost always, and for good reason. People care more about the Eagles, and not that they don't care about the other teams. Even Flyers fans care. We found out once they fired their general manager. They really do. I mean, they're limited. The numbers out there, they've dwindled because of what's happened to the Flyers, but I don't want to get into that yet. I'm sure we'll get some people to call up about that. But the Eagles and free agents. Now, I mentioned earlier in the week that Brandon Graham and the Eagles were close and he was going to come back, and he did. And I don't think there's anybody that is not happy with Brandon Graham coming back and playing another year. The all-time leader in games in the history of the Eagles will be Brandon Graham. Hopefully his health continues and he has another healthy year. And then with that, another good year. But it's nice to have Brandon Graham back. And I think everybody agrees with that. All right, so free agents. Free agents are, it's tough in football. You know, baseball, there's no salary cap. So you can do what, if you want a player back, you can pay him the money. There's no salary cap. Every other sport has a salary cap, which makes it difficult, especially in football, especially when you win, because players want to get paid. There's no such thing as a hometown discount anymore. It doesn't exist. Players, especially towards the end of their contracts, and for players that know that that might be their biggest contract, for instance, C.J. Gardner-Johnson knows this is going to be the biggest contract that he's going to sign in his career. And that's one of the reasons that it's very, very, very unlikely that he's coming back, because there's always somebody out there, because he's a good player, and he was a good player for the Eagles. So it's unlikely that he'll be back. It's unlikely that Hargrave will be back. At $20 million a year, that's a lot of money, and it's just they don't have that kind of money to spend. They're not a team that can do that right now. They need another year to kind of either get the cap to open up a little bit more and get some good young players so you don't have to worry about signing free agents all the time. But I will say this, the Eagles will sign free agents. I don't think it's going to be in the first round of free agency, which opens up next week. I don't think that's going to be the case in the first round. They're not going to get the big guys, but they're going to get the second level players, and they're going to make trades, and they're going to get players on the last year of their contract. And as we saw this year with Bradbury and CJ, it's a big way of the world in the NFL to get players on their last year. They're playing for a contract. You hope to get a good year out of them. So there's another situation that has come up. And Darius Slay, he's 32 years old. He's making a lot of money. And he's been given permission. His agent's been given permission. Drew Rosenhaus has been given permission to go out and seek a trade. Now, the Eagles hope he finds somebody. Don't think the Eagles haven't tried, because they definitely have tried. But part of the trade with Slay is he's going to want a new contract. That is, I don't think that's the biggest reason, but that's one of the reasons that the Eagles really are willing to move on. He wants a new deal. You got to be kidding me. You know, and he couches it under the premise of, well, yeah, it would lower the cap, and you would extend him. Yeah, but he would get more money. You can't start paying NFL players, especially since the second half of the year, he really did not have a good year the second half of the year. He would not admit it, and he won't say it because he thinks he still plays great. And for his career with the Eagles, he did have some really, really good games and did a really good job. But sometimes the time is the time. And Father Time doesn't lose. I think he can still play, but not at the level that he wants to get paid. And that's an issue. So I don't know how many people out there would be upset if Darius Slay is gone. I bet you there's not 15 or 20, not 15% of the people out there, of the fans of the Eagles, that would be unhappy if they saw Slay leave. And it doesn't even matter what the trade is, because it frees up some money to go out and get another player, maybe on the final year of his contract. And they'll get good players. They can probably get somebody that played as well as Slay the second half of the season to play one of the corners. Now, here's the other thing I thought could happen. If Slay goes, then possibly they could sign Bradbury. But my understanding now is Bradbury wants, you know, I can't say too much money, because that's too much money is the money that it's out there for a corner. And he's 29 years old, so he could get a 3 or 4 year contract. But I don't know that Bradbury will be back. So they're going to have, the Eagles will probably have two new corners next year. They're going to have a new safety. Hopefully they can find a way to keep, and I'd like to see them keep Epps and TJ Edwards, but they're going to get paid as well. So we can talk about the Eagles. The first question is, would you be upset if big play Slay, who was average play Slay or no play Slay the second half of the season, would you be unhappy if he was not an Eagle next year? And I know there can't be anybody out there that's not happy with Brandon Graham coming back. And it's not crazy money. He could make up to $6 million bucks with incentives. You know, it might come down to probably snaps, maybe sacks. I don't know what it is, but they create some incentives, because if he has a year like he had last year, he'll make $6 million. But there wasn't anything out there there was reports that, and I guess Cleveland's just trying to get players. But why would he want to go to Cleveland for 1 year? I mean, let's be honest about it. So we can talk about that today, and obviously that's a big part of what we're going to talk about today. The Phillies. All right, so here's a couple of things with the Phillies. It's not a good thing with what happened to Andrew Painter. And I don't know, right now, obviously, they're not talking about surgery because it's a strain of the UCL. I guess that's a ligament in your elbow. I don't know if it's a ligament or whatever. It's in your elbow. It's a ligament. UCL, the last thing, is ulnar collateral ligament. So it's a ligament in your elbow. And it's a strain, which is a tear. It's not serious enough right now that they're, I think they want to see how it goes. I would not be surprised if Andrew Painter does not pitch one inning for the Phillies in the major leagues this year. Now, that's not what the Phillies are going to say because they want to give him hope and they want to give everybody else hope. But you got to be, he's 19 years old. There's no rush. It's not like that's going to be the difference because in the end, the Phillies feel he's their number one starter maybe 2 or 3 years from now. I mean, how long is Zach Wheeler going to pitch for the Phillies? And I know his last two spring training outings, he did not pitch well, but that's spring training. I mean, that's why I've mentioned before, don't worry about spring training numbers. Spring training numbers are irrelevant. Home runs, hits, batting average, the way a guy pitches, it's irrelevant. But Andrew Painter, finally the Phillies, and they couch it with, they wanted one more doctor to look at it. That's Scott Boras is bad for baseball, and he's the agent of Andrew Painter. So he is determining everything that goes on with Andrew Painter because he's his agent. So he wanted, that's his doctor, the last guy that looked at it. But don't tell me he couldn't look at it before. He's on vacation. So what? It's an email. An MRI is an email. The Phillies knew that there was an issue with the ulnar collateral ligament in Andrew Painter's elbow. And they're going to shut him down for a while. I'm telling you, I don't know that they believe that's the case. They hope it's not the case. They want to see how it heals. But it wouldn't shock me that Andrew Painter doesn't pitch this year because in the major league level. He might throw somewhere when things start to get better, but why risk it with a pitcher that is your future and he's 19 years old? So and the Phillies are part of the problem with the injury. I was told by a couple of baseball people, Andrew Painter, number one, had three good pitches. 19 years old, he had three good pitches. Well, he added a couple of more, and one of them was the cutter. And I was told by baseball people outside the Phillies organization, if you don't throw the cutter properly, you can hurt your elbow, which apparently, I don't know that that's the case, but apparently, that could be the case why he got the injury to the ligament in his elbow. He got to stop. He just stopped with the new pitches, and he's good enough to weigh. He's 19 years old. He's not a guy trying to hang on to his career. So we can talk about that today. Harper reported to camp this week. The Phillies have said he should be back by the All-Star break. I was told that there's a good chance that he will be back before the All-Star break, maybe sometime the end of May or in June, and he's pretty much going to be a DH, I would say, for most of the year, if not the entire year. So he's going to come back. So he could be back earlier, and obviously, you know, in the lineup, they miss him. But Derek Hall did such a good job filling in with a DH, and he can hit left-hander is a little bit better than you think, but he certainly is a left-hander, hits right-handers. If he got 500 at-bats this year, he would hit 30-some home runs. When I had Rob Thompson on, what was it, a couple of weeks ago on Saturday when I was down in Clearwater, and I gave him my lineup, I had Derek Hall hitting cleanup as the DH against, assuming on opening day, assuming there's a right-hander pitching, he's my cleanup hitter. You know, and I think people were a little surprised. It's on my Twitter line. You can go back. I laid the lineup out for Rob Thompson. Not that he kept it. Maybe he wants to show me how close I was on opening day. But I think my lineup was pretty good. But Derek Hall will be in that lineup a lot of times. And here's the other thing, and it's early to say this. I like Rhys Hoskins. That's not early to say that, because I've liked Rhys Hoskins as a hitter. He's important to their lineup. You would miss those 30 home runs. Everybody wanted to trade him. I know his defense is below average, and Hall might be a better defensive first baseman. That doesn't mean he's very good, but he's probably as good, if not better, than Hoskins. And in the end, and this is because, and it goes, Scott Boras comes up in the conversation again. The agent, the worst agent for the game of baseball. He might be good for his players, but he's not good for the game. He represents Hoskins. He's going to want a lot of money, and it ain't going to happen. I don't think Rhys Hoskins will be with the Phillies. Might even be by the trade deadline to see how Hall plays. I can't see him here next year. And I think he's a really good guy. Really good guy. A really good guy in the clubhouse. His 30 home runs are important to a lineup. But if you get 30 home runs from somebody else and he's going to cost you a ton, you know, it might be time to move on. So we can talk about Phillies' comings and goings. And they'll add somebody by the trade deadline. They always do. But I don't know that they need much right now. Suarez, you have to worry about a little bit right now. He came back from the World Baseball Classic, which I think is a waste of time. And it's not good for baseball to take players away from spring training. And pitchers, to get them to amp it up really early for that is just a mistake. So he came back, so you got to keep an eye on him. It's just, by the way, Charlie Manuel, I mentioned something yesterday when he was on the afternoon show with Marks and Rhys. I think Charlie got, Trey Turner could be as good as Chase Utley. No. Let's get this straight. Trey Turner is better in every facet of the game than Chase Utley. Every facet of the game, he's better. Every facet of the game, he's better than Chase Utley. And Chase Utley was a really good player for the Phillies, not a Hall of Famer, but a really good player for the Phillies. Trey Turner, so much better. Come on, Charlie, could be as good as Chase Utley. No. He's going to be better than Chase Utley. So let's get that straight. The Flyers, they're out of sight and out of mind, I guess out of mind to a lot of people. They finally did what they should have done a year ago. Chuck Fletcher seems like a really nice guy. I mean, he's very polite. He's good to people. He's cordial at news conferences. But terrible, terrible general manager. Terrible. And he's not been successful anywhere. So the Flyers finally made the move. And Danny Briere will do a nice job. I don't know if he's going to get the job permanently, but he's got the interim title. Which is, that's good. He's got the interim title. So it's all good. It'll be better. But it's going to take, there was years of neglect, and it's going to take 2 to 3 years to get them back to be a really competitive team. I don't know how many people want to talk about that. I'm sure that'll come up today. And the Sixers scrambled again. It's not going to work in the playoffs coming back in the fourth quarter, but they won last night. But I have another issue with the Sixers. Josh Harris is a carpetbagger. He is the majority owner of the 76ers. He already owns the New Jersey Devils, which is competition for the which is the Flyer. It's a rival in the division for the Flyers. And now he's trying to buy the Washington football team, which is competition somewhere down the line. I mean, they're a division rival somewhere down the line for the Eagles. This guy doesn't care about being a fan. All he cares about is making money. And people think, well, if he buys Washington, the football team, maybe he'll sell the Sixers. No. He's got that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ego, and everybody wants to make money. But when's enough enough? Do you really need a team in the NFL? Do you really need it? It's for your ego. But then he would, if that happens, I hope it doesn't happen. It won't be good for the team's success, but it just shows you what a carpetbagger he is. All he cares about is the money. That's why it's hard to, like, when you look at ownership of the teams, I mean, I like Brian Roberts, who obviously owns Comcast, which is a corporation, but whatever the case, but that's not the right ownership for the Flyers, as we've seen. Josh Harris is not the right ownership for the Sixers because he just cares about making money. Where we're with the Phillies and the Eagles, their ownership cares. They're part of you. They care about winning. And they care about their fans. Certainly they want to make money, but they care about winning more than they care about making money. So we got two teams in town. I think the Flyers want to win, but they've gone about it totally the wrong way. But anyway, that's part of the discussion. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. All right, our question today for a chance to win the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers. Check them out at DeBruno.com. Great food. I got dinner last night at one of the DeBruno Brothers retail locations. Sensational. I got it at the Ardmore location, which is in the farmer's market there. Bobby put together a bunch of good stuff for dinner over there at DeBruno Brothers. And it was sensational. And it would be for you too. What a great, I don't want to go down everything, but everything I had was terrific. And it could be for you. Just stop in one of their locations. All right, here's the question. Try to win the gift certificate. The worst sports breakups. Free agents, and we're in that period right now, free agents that left a team that probably should have stayed, but it was a bad breakup because they were still really good players, but they decided they were going to go somewhere else. Bad, worst sports breakups for free agents in sports. Can be any team in professional sports, the four major sports, to try to win the $100 gift certificate for the Bruno Brothers. All right. You got the numbers. We'll get to the phones. We'll get back to you. And we'll take care of business. I'm Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning. Kind of rainy out there, but it should clear up. WIP time now is 8:22. And I just told you about the Bruno Brothers. There's so many good things about the Bruno Brothers. Their incredible selection of specialty meats and cheeses. But did you know they offer full-service catering? Now, I didn't get my dinner catered last night by the Bruno Brothers. I went over and I picked it up. But that's the kind of food you will get in catering. It is terrific. Presentation is great. The food is terrific. You could, you know, whatever your whatever you might need catering for, weddings, corporate events, businesses use the Bruno Brothers all the time. You got personal events, the lunches and more. The Bruno Brothers can handle the food. So many delicious options to choose from. And you will see once you, I mean, you just don't try it. The cheese obviously is terrific. I mean, the cheese is coming from Italy, but the cheese is terrific. But the food is sensational. You can even send a taste of the Brunos to your friends, family, or clients for their birthday with the Bruno year-long gifting services. Yep, they can ship. You can send a taste of the Bruno anywhere and send a taste of the Brunos to your clients for their birthday, their anniversary, or maybe just because you just want to send it. They'll really, I mean, as soon as they eat the food that you send, they will give you a call. There's no better way to share in a special culinary experience than with the Brunos. Order through mydebruno.com, powered by Instacart, for pickup or delivery. That's the Bruno Brothers, mydebruno.com. It's powered by Instacart. Or you can check them out in any one of their seven retail locations. That's thebruno.com. Well, that is clearly an obvious statement. And Jalen is one of the... If you don't have a quarterback, you got no shot. No chance whatsoever. And I'm not worried about the contract situation. People got to relax. They'll take care of that. It'll be okay. Everything will be okay. And he's going to get $45 to $50 million, which is crazy numbers. Quarterback money just screws up everything else for the salary cap. But it is what it is. All right, let's go. Our first caller, Mike from Baltimore. Mike calling from Baltimore. What's happening?
Hey, Howard, sorry to hear about Bear. It's always sad when that happens, and that was probably a big loss. So my condolences to you and your family.
Yeah, it's tough to lose your little doggy, and that's too
late.
You know, since August, I lost the
best friend. It's a time period.
Two little guys. Yeah.
So, well, again, the subject matter that I want to talk about was the Eagles. I think it's you know, okay for the Eagles to let go of Slay and Bradberry, lesser Bradberry than Slay. And I think they have to go on a sort of go on a youth movement and start, you know, and keep as many of their homegrown players as they can.
All right. First of all, Mike, let me ask you a question. Are you from Philadelphia, living in Baltimore now?
I was born in Philly, then moved to Baltimore, and then went back to school in Philly, and then moved back to Baltimore.
So you're still an Eagles fan then, obviously.
I'm an Eagles fan, absolutely.
Okay. All right, well, here's the deal with Slay. It's too much money, and I know there's a cap hit even if you trade him. It just, he's 32 years old. You can't, and he wants a new contract. That's a problem. Wait a minute, you're 32 years old. The second half of your season wasn't really that good. It was just okay. And I'd like to see him sign Bradberry if they didn't keep Slay, but Bradbury's going to get a lot of money too. They've got to start developing young players to help with their cap situation, because when players get better, they're going to get paid more money, as the quarterback's going to do. Not this year, but the following year is when it's really going to hit them. But
yeah, I'll tell you what I think I would do. I think I would let both the corners go and maybe try to sign Hargrave, believe it or not, and try to keep that D line intact and hope for the best. You put plug two guys in on the outside and just, I mean, Slay didn't play that great. I don't think you're losing that
problem. Here's the problem with Hargrave. It's $20 million, and I know he's not an old guy. He's still in his 20s. But you got to be able to get players. You hope Jordan Davis is better. And you've got to be able to get young guys to kind of bring down that number and not – I don't know that I would pay Hargrave $20 million a year for at least 3 years. I just don't know that I would do that. You'd like to have him next year, but you can't get him for just next year. That's the problem with free agents. That is the problem.
I think there's a tendency also in Philly to call players done at the age of 30. You know, it's a little different here in Baltimore. I mean, they seem to hold on to some of these players well into their 30s.
What success has Baltimore had? They win games.
I mean, they had success with Terrell Suggs. He hung on for quite a long time.
Okay,
34 years old, 35 years old.
Okay, they won
at a high level.
Wait a minute, they won the Super Bowl what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, I'm not comparing Baltimore.
No, it was
to
before
Philly,
that, right? You can't keep on hanging on to the older players. You just can't do it.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. They need to have some younger developed players. I mean, I don't know what happened to Damian Taylor. That guy was playing some pretty good ball, and then he just disappeared. And
okay, the Ravens haven't won a Super Bowl. I didn't realize it was that long ago. 2012. Yeah, 2012.
Not that long.
Wait a minute, it's over 10 years. It's 10 years.
Well, the Eagles didn't win.
So how good have they played with their older players?
What's that?
How good have they played with their older players?
I mean, their defense is still pretty tough.
And they don't win. They don't win because they can't go out and get other people.
They didn't have a quarterback.
Well, they did have a quarterback.
Well, he was
but he's not good enough.
Line.
In my opinion, he's not good enough. They're trying to get rid of him. Yeah.
I agree with you there.
All right. Do you have a
I'm gonna bring it back to Baltimore. I think the worst thing I ever saw was when they traded Johnny Unitas in his, I think it was his 15th
you're going
year.
Too far back.
Yeah,
I don't even
back.
Remember what he had left when they traded him. But it was
not
a different
much.
World back then. But anyway, I appreciate
I must say those drunks did.
I don't know if they were drunk.
And a lot of these Sixers fans out there, social media, on the radio, you know, believe in this team. And I'm one of these guys. I've seen this song and dance plenty of times, and I'm not ready to say this team can even get to an ECF. They're not long enough. They don't offensive rebound. They don't play half-court defense. They're slow in a lot of their bench players. And you
they don't
can't have
a bench. They don't really have a bench.
And I love Embiid putting up all these offensive great stats, but when it comes to this month so far, I think he's looking to just get an MVP. His rebounding this entire month, he's averaging 6 rebounds a game for a guy who's 7 foot.
Yeah, he's not a rebounder. He's not a rebounder.
He's not.
He's not a good ball handler. He turns the ball over. I think he had 4 assists with 4 turnovers last night. He turns the ball over. He's just a scorer. That's all he is a scorer. And he's a really good player. But, no, he's not a rebounder, which is amazing when you think about it, that he's 7-2.
And when teams in the half court during the playoffs have to realize that they're going to throw doubles and triples at him and not allow him to put up MVP numbers.
He's not an MVP. I don't think he's in the top three.
I don't either. I think he's just scoring and trying to get as many points as he possibly can to win an MVP. And
yep.
I've seen the ball sharing in the half court has completely gone away. Maxey's the last 3 games is not getting a lot of shots in the second half of the games. You see Tobias Harris completely invisible now in the offense. It's just putting on statistics, and when it comes to NBA playoff basketball, you have to share the basketball. You're going to get run double teams. You have to be quick at passing, quick at cutting, and you have to offensive rebound in the playoffs to get second possession.
Well,
and
here's the biggest problem the Sixers have. Daryl Morey is a fraud. He's never won anywhere. He made the trade for Simmons, and people they like the way Harden's played lately. That was a bad trade. They gave up, and here's part of it that really hurts. They gave up two first round picks, and if they had kept at least one of them, they could have probably traded Tobias Harris, because to trade him, you'd have to give up a first round pick to trade him, and they could have had Halliburton and Buddy Hield from Sacramento, giving up one less first round pick. The backcourt of Buddy Hield and Maxey is so much better. Did you see Halliburton and Maxey is so much better. Did you see Halliburton had 19 three-pointers the other night? 19. He can shoot the three. He can score. He's an assist guy. He's a really good young player. And Daryl Morey had such a love affair with James Harden. It was a bad trade, and it will be a bad trade. And now Harden wants another contract. Well, you know, knock yourself out. Go to Houston. Well, who cares?
You know, what I hope happens with the Sixers is I hope Harden does opt out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I hope they finally realize they have to trade Embiid to get some draft picks back. Find a way to get dump Harris and start over.
Well, they're not. You know why they're not going to do that? Here's why they're not going to do that. Because Daryl Morey is going to try to last it out with Embiid the rest of his contract, because he won't be here after this contract. At $12 million a year, how the hell can you keep him? And not that the money is any big deal for the ownership, who have billionaires. But it just doesn't work. He's just not done anything anywhere.
Yeah, and so, the last point on the Sixers, Howard, is, you know, when Harden and Maxey are sieves defensively in the half court, the more, if you do advance in the playoffs, the more tired Embiid's going to get of trying to be the only defender back there to rebound, block shots, disrupt, because there is nobody. P.J. Tucker is a sieve of himself. That was an awful, awful, awful signing 3 years. We got to live with him
for
2 years.
But they lost two second-round picks in signing he and House.
Yeah, and we have him for 2 more years. That's a joke.
I know.
So I'm with you. I think
and
Morey's
he's not,
been
what's
trying
he,
to
98 years old or 99 years old, P.J. Tucker?
He's almost 100.
Yeah.
All right. So, Howard, this is a stone-cold mortal lock, as you always say, that the worst breakup, and especially here locally in Philadelphia. We had a Save Reggie Day. The breakup with Reggie White and the Eagles was embarrassing to the Philadelphia Eagles franchise. He was the best player in the NFL then. And he goes to Green Bay Packers and wins the Super Bowl dancing around. And I love Reggie White to death. God bless his soul. He was the heart and soul of the Philadelphia Eagles. And Norman Brayman allowed that atrocity to happen.
Another carpetbagger that just wanted to make money and didn't want to pay him. That's a good one. All right.
Yeah.
Reggie White is a good one, Joe. Thanks for the call. Yeah, the worst sports breakups, free agents leaving, doesn't have to be Philadelphia. It could be anywhere. And when you think about it, Reggie's a good one. And it's a chance to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers. Check them out at mydebruno.com, debruno.com. Great stuff. I had a great dinner last night, which I got over at the Ardmore store in the farmer's market. But every one of their stores has sensational food. But best or worst sports, not the best, but the worst sports breakups in sports. For major sports, it could be any team. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phones. The time now is 8:41. And in the morning, we always want to, when we wake up, we want to grab something to eat, right? Most people want to grab something to eat. Well, one snack that you want to grab, whether it's morning, midday, late afternoon, night, whatever. If you want a snack, there's no better snack than Tasty Cake. I mean, it's just, okay, so you're miscaking if you have everything else. But just look at all the products. And I started looking. I was walking through the supermarket and then through our studios, the Tasty Cake studios. When you look on the shelves of our, and we have a rack full of Tasty Cake, there are so many great, great, great items. So we always go back to the butterscotch crimpet, right? Well, why not? It's a staple, and it is delicious. Delicious. I took some Tasty Cake to a friend of mine the other day, and it took him about 60 seconds to grab the crimpets and to eat the crimpets. They're just delicious. All right, and you got the peanut butter candy cakes. Then you got the pies. Then you got the donuts. You got so many good things. It is incredible how good Tasty Cake is any time of the day. Anytime. If it's not a Tasty Cake, it's a miss cake. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. WIP, Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning. It'll clear up, and weather's not good right now, but it should get better. Free agency starts next week. Eagles Town Hall, a lot of nonsense, and there will be a lot of nonsense next Wednesday at McGurk's out in Horsham. I stopped by there the other day. Terrific place, and all day we will be out there. I'll be out there in the afternoon. Might stop off over at my golf course at Commonwealth right up the road, depending on how the weather is. But the forecast right now does not look warm enough for me to go out and play golf. But whatever, maybe I'd go out and hit a few balls. But whatever, next Wednesday at McGurk's all day. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
I'm great, Mark. You?
Good. Sorry to hear about the loss of your family member.
Yeah, Bear was a great little guy.
Yeah, I got three of them myself, so I hate to lose them.
I still have more, but you still miss them when they're gone. That's two and since August. It's not really tough, really tough. Thank you.
What's your thoughts about the Eagles bringing back any of the three big free agents?
And so you're going Hargrave? I think it's too much money.
I agree.
I mean, I'd like to have him back, but I don't want to have him back at the contract you're going to have to sign him for. Hargrave,
right.
What's it, Bradbury, and who was the other one? That you're
CJJ.
And who?
CJJ.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to have him back, too, but it's too much money to pay. The way you look at safeties, it's too much money to pay a safety, and he's going to get some money somewhere else. I'd like to have all of them back, but you can't have, that's just the way the NFL is. You can't have all of them back. If I had to choose one, Hargrave is probably the most important because it's your defensive line, which is really offensive and defensive line is where you win games. But again, it's just so much money that you're going to have to pay him. The money's gotten out of control. Yeah. You got to have young players. You got to have success with young players. That's why the draft is so important. And then you could fill in some holes as the Eagles did with signing players who are on expiring contracts. I mean, that's what they're going to do. And they've had success doing it, but I don't think any of them are coming back.
Yeah.
That happens. That's just, that's the way it is. That happens. I mean, I'm glad to see Brandon Graham comes back, but it's not, he's not a staple, but he's a good addition. And they have people. They have people that have done a good job for them that they still have on that defensive line.
I agree. Okay, so, can I give you an answer?
Sure.
So my answer was the biggest disappointment that I ever saw leave the city was Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, and Brian Dawkins is good, but but Dawkins is a good one. You know, Dawkins didn't win anything when he left. He went to Denver and he didn't win anything. And Reggie White did, and that was one of the other answers. But now you're in. With a chance to win that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. All right, let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Sorry about your dog. Mine passed away in August, and I remember when you talked about your other dog this spring or summer when it was. And
yeah, it was August, yeah.
I'm still looking at a box of her toys that I have in my den.
I know.
I've given some stuff away, but most of it you can't. It's like a kid. You don't throw out your kid's stuff. You know
no,
what I mean?
You want to keep it. Yeah, it's just you want to keep it. I have stuff from him. I got a sweater vest that he has. And, when I watch TV, I keep it with me when I'm watching TV.
One of the best things I had for Bella was I got the T-shirt when they won the Super Bowl. The Eagles won the Super Bowl, the dog T-shirt.
Oh,
and I live on Long Beach Island part of the year, and one neighbor's a Giants fan, the other one's a Jets fan, and I'd walk her around with that shirt on and say, see?
That's great. All right, so you wanted to call about the Flyers?
Yeah, yesterday was my birthday, so they gave, I've been following them since, 1971? I'm 61. They gave me a birthday present. They finally fired Chuck Flatulence, as I call him. I also call him Uncle Chuck. I'd like to see Dave Scott fired as well.
The Flyers fans, you guys are hardcore. You just never quit. But there's Flyers fans that bailed out on them. I mean, how could you stay a Flyers fan with what has happened to that team
and that
organization?
I think a lot of Flyers fans like myself from that era, like I grew up playing ice hockey. I wanted to be Bernie Parent on the ice and Bobby Clark in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And when, I wasn't a big kid, so I didn't play football. I love playing baseball, but hockey has always been my number one sport. Granted, I love the Eagles. I love the Steelers. I love the Phillies. Those are my four teams, and I hope the Sixers do well, obviously.
Well, the thing with Fletcher, it took him too long. He's never won anywhere. It's amazing how teams hire people that just are clueless. It's like the Sixers. The Sixers hired Daryl Morey because he conned him, and he made him think that he was good. He's never won anywhere. The Flyers had Chuck. Why did they hire Chuck Fletcher? This organization.
Because he was Bobby Clark's friend. He was Chuck Fletcher's son. He's Chuck Fletcher's son who won a cup years ago with Calgary. He worked. They got when Clark came to Florida to start the Panthers. I also live in Aventura. I've called you before. He started out, he worked his way up, and eventually, in the nepotism world of sports and entertainment with a lot of things, he worked his way up and he became general manager. He should have never been the general manager.
Well,
and the team's a mess.
I'm going to leave you with this. The Flyers, I always say the Flyers are 2 to 3 years away from being 2 to 3 years away from being 2 to 3 years away. They're easily 2 to 3 years away because it was such neglect and so many mistakes. It's going to take a while. All right, who's your worst sports breakup? Do you have somebody for the contest?
Well, I had Reggie, but so I'll go with my backup would probably be when they got rid of Moses Malone.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember whether Moses was at the end of his career, but Moses was so important for this franchise. But I appreciate the call. Hey, Greg, take care. Thanks. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Sorry for your loss.
Thanks.
I just want to talk a little bit about Eagles and free agency. And, I'm kind of happy that they let Slay go out and start looking for his own trade. I mean, we could definitely use that money elsewhere. My two questions to you are, one, how much of a dead cap hit is it still if he does get traded? And two, who do you see the Eagles going after in free agency?
You know, I think it's going to be the second layer of people, the second layer of free agents. I don't think they're going after a big one because they just don't have the money, and that's not their style. Normally, that's not their style. So it's going to be so. I don't think you're going to see significant signings by significant in the world of fandom, the top guys. But obviously, they're going to need corners. They're going to need a safety. You might look at defensive line. Offensive line, I think they've got some people on the team. You know, I don't know what Kelsey's going to do. I think it's more apt that he comes back, but you're still in it, within a year, you're going to have to move Juergens to center, and then you're going to need another guard because I would assume he's going to play guard this year. So I don't think you're going to see I don't think you're going to see the big ones. I don't think you're going to see the big ones. So
now, do you see them with freeing some money up with Slay and maybe rumors has it with a restructuring of Lane Johnson, at least trying to sign one of the big three? Because realistically, I mean, if we lose Gardner Johnson and Bradbury and Slay manages to trade.
I don't care about Slay. And that's not a free agent. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, it's hard to pay his safety in the world as much as he's probably going to get. Hargrave is the best, but can you give him like 4 years at average $20 million a year? That's a lot of money.
I don't know that we can invest that because, you know, we're obviously going to have other things we got to pay for, and that's, you know,
yep,
it is what it is. But
that's exactly right.
Do you have an idea of what the savings will be if Slay was managed to get traded? How much cap space or what that cap space?
I don't know because I don't know what you'd have to give another team. There's a problem there. He wants a new contract. They're not giving him a new contract. Come on, man. You know, just stop. You're not getting a new contract.
Eagles aren't giving it to him at 32 years old.
All right. So what's your best sports breakup?
I'm going to go with Joe Montana and the 49ers.
Montana and the 49ers. That's interesting. I mean, he still had some juice left. Yeah, but he was the 49ers. But Steve Young did a great job, but you still had some juice left. All right, John, I'm going to put you in for Montana. All right, and thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. Getting ready for hour number two. We had one Flyers fan. That'll probably be it. Phillies, Andrew Painter. I'd be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't pitch at all on the big league team this year. And the Phillies are not going to tell you that, but you got to be careful. He's 19 years old, and there's a tear in that ligament in his elbow. Free agents coming and going. That's our contest today. And worst free agents, worst sports breakups with free agents to win the $100 gift certificate from the Bruno Brothers. The time now is 8:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.